Good morning. Happy Sunday. So glad you tuned in this morning. This morning, I want to talk to you about God's prodigal children. And most of us have walked that road of being a prodigal child. I want to pray right now so that I can get right into this incredible word this morning that I'm praying will bless you this morning, that I'm praying will open up your eyes, that I'm praying will cause a shifting in your mindset, a shifting in your actions and reactions, a shifting in how you move forward in your future. Amen. Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we just thank you for your word, oh God, for we know that your word provides guidance, oh God. Your word provides wisdom, oh God. Your word is a roadmap on how we are to live out life's journey, oh God. And we thank you. We thank you, oh God, for giving us access to this powerful tool, your word. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts and our minds so that we can receive your word. Lord, and we ask that once the word is taken in, that we execute discernment and move forward according to your will and your ways. Amen. 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 This morning, as I talk to you about the prodigal children of God, I'm sure you have figured out that it correlates with the story of the prodigal son in the Bible. And that story you can find in Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. Let me tell you about the story of the prodigal son. See, there was a man that had two sons, and the younger son came to his father and he said, "Father, give me my share of my inheritance. You know, all that is coming to me when you die. I want it now." Now, first of all, most of you under the sound of my voice that have children, and your child would had the audacity to come to you and say, "Give me all that I'm going to get when you die. I want it now." Now, we know we would use some unsanctified words and proclaim that that child has lost their rabbit minds. The thing, as I was reading this story for the umpteenth time, the one thing that stuck out to me that I don't think ever stuck out to me before is the fact that how selfish can you be? It's clear the young son was acting out of pure selfishness, which we know is the root of greed. First of all, this is not something that you actually earned, that you actually sweat over. Just because you were born, you think that you are entitled. Just because he was born, he thought that he was entitled to an inheritance. Never mind what his father, and they didn't mention his mother, but let's say his father and his mother, what plans they had and what their future would look like and you know, what they had planned to do with their money before even allotting them anything. So now he came to his father with such an arrogant attitude. Forget if you should lose everything in the next 5 or 10 years or 20 years. Forget all of that. I want what is mine now. Forget whatever you and mom have planned for your retirement. Forget whether you can even afford to retire. Give me mine now. The man did a lot like what God does with us. He didn't argue back and forth with him. He saw how adamant his son was in regards to having his inheritance. And we are sometimes just as arrogant and bold with God with the things that we want. We get it fixated in our minds. We want from God all of the blessings, all of the fruits of our labor without laboring. And sometimes your children, I don't know about you, but I have 3 children, but sometimes some of your children, you can show them better than you can tell them. And I'm thinking that's what the father was thinking. that I cannot explain to this child that you're not ready to handle this amount of inheritance. And God, like the father in the stories, sometimes will also go ahead and give us exactly what we asked for, even though he knows that we are not ready, even though he knows that we're going to squander it away. But again, sometimes with your children, you can show them better than you can tell them. See, because when we go to God asking for what we want, we never ask him about what he thinks about what we want. We just go and we tell him, you know, this is what I want. This is how I want it. This is how fast I want it. Because when we get our minds fixated on something, we will pray, we will beg, we will fast, we will do whatever we gotta do until we get what we want from God. And the prodigal son got his inheritance from his dad. And the scripture goes on to tell us, and when he spent everything, I want you to know it did not take him long. The scripture tells us that it was days later he had squandered away the money. You know, he partied and he lived recklessly, and he was the, you know, the baller, for lack of a better word. And before he knew it, he had lost everything. Then to add insult to injury, he's broke now. He's went through everything. And then a famine hit in the country. He went, because he was still being very prideful, he went and he hired himself out to be a servant to someone in the field and to feed their pigs and to do those kind of things to kind of make some money. Because, you know, at this point, his pride wouldn't let him go back home. You all know how it is when you come to the realization that you were wrong, and then you begin to think about how arrogant and how ugly you may have been, and that this person might say, "See, I told you so," because they really do have the right to say, "I told you so," because of the way you treated them, and our pride won't let us bear all of that. Some of us are guilty of having misused what we proclaimed as a blessing, while allowing our gifts and our talents and our purpose to go completely unused. All because our minds become fixated on what our flesh desires. Some of us right now have our minds set on that big house, that business, that car, and even a spouse. And it seems that no matter what we do, we can't seem to get any closer to having what we have our minds fixated on. When I ask you a question this morning, have you considered that it might be because you are squandering away your inheritance, your gifts, your talents, your purpose, day by day, not utilizing what God has already given you purposefully? The scriptures tell us that the young son hired himself out, and his job was feeding the pigs. We do the same thing. We begin to settle for less. We start listening to the voices of the naysayers as if our Father is not the King of Kings. We begin to settle for less than we deserve because we grow weary. We even settle for less than we deserve in regards to our relationship. Newsflash, some of you have been in turbulent relationships so long because your soulmate is looking for someone who is fulfilling the very purpose that God has assigned you to, but you're stuck in a squandering mode. The scriptures tell us that laying there with the pigs, the young boy came to himself, meaning he began to realize, wait a minute, why am I laying here amongst the pigs? As if I am homeless, as if I have no family, as if my daddy does not love me. Some of us have to recognize who our Father is. You know, the one who is our Father, who art in heaven. We need to recognize that our Father is God Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. The scripture says, when the boy came to himself, he went back to his father's house. And he humbled himself. And he told his father he would submit to him as a servant. Are you all getting the message here? See, we need to come to ourselves. We need to go before our Heavenly Father. Repent for all of the squandering that we have been doing. All of the sinful things that we have been doing with his talents, with his gifts, with his purpose. We need to repent and humble ourselves and commit to serving him, setting aside everything that has been causing us to squander the treasure that God put in each of us to ensure that we have an inheritance. I promise you, if you begin to pick up God's purpose for your life, you will walk in an inheritance. You will have the things that you want. A lot of things that God is withholding from us is because our mindset is not ready to handle that. Like the young boy, he was immature. A lot of us are spiritually immature. A lot of us are financially immature. We want that big business, but you have not educated yourself about the industry that you want the business in. You can't balance $100 in your checking account. You can't go without a month without squandering on unnecessary things. You can't discipline yourself to even maintain a savings account. To fully walk in our purpose, to fully use the talents and the gifts that God has given us, we have to shift our mindsets and elevate them to the point where we stop squandering away everything that we get our hands on. We have to stop worrying about keeping up with the Joneses and try to keep up with Jesus. Keep up with the plan and the purpose that he has set forth for you. Here's a secret. In order to obtain the fruits of your labor, you have to labor. Sacrifice and discipline is part of the dynamics that are attached to laboring. Either you're working towards the purposes of God or you're working against them, one or the other. So you have to ask yourself, am I working with God in regards to what he has willed for my life, or am I working against him? Am I squandering by not squandering away my inheritance because I'm not walking in the gifts and the talents and the purpose that God has assigned for my life? It's time that some of us come to ourselves, humble ourselves, recognize who we are, and stop settling for less, and be willing to serve. God is looking for some committed, diligent servants. Is that you? He's looking for servants that are willing to put in action the gifts and the talents that he gave them. He's looking for servants that are willing to follow the roadmap of the purpose that he has laid out for their life. Is that you? Have you been squandering your gifts and your talents and your purpose by not using them or misusing them? It's time for the children of God to come to their senses and come back to the kingdom of God, prepared to be the servant that God has called us to be. Setting aside every distraction that keeps us from fulfilling the purpose that God has planned for our lives. I promise you that the purpose that he has outlined for your life is far greater than you could ever imagine. you could never fathom or dream for yourself as big as God can. Come to yourself. It's time that we tossed aside the label of a prodigal child and pick up the mantle of a child of God. Pick up the mantle of a servant of God. Pick up the mantle of a purpose-driven tool to be used by the kingdom of God. It's in you. God has given you an inheritance and is wrapped up, tied up in the gifts, the talent, and the purpose that He has set inside of you. This morning, I ask that you just consider the words and evaluate your life. Look at what you're doing and be honest with yourself. Am I squandering away the inheritance that God has set up for me? Or am I walking in the purpose? And once you have that conversation with yourself, go before God. Humble yourself. Recommit yourself to God. Say, I'm coming home, God. I'm coming home, Father. And just like the father in the story of the prodigal son, he welcomed his son with open arms. God is awaiting you to just say, I'm coming home. And his arms are wide open to embrace you. But the choice is yours. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word, O God. Lord, let your word settle in the hearts, the minds, and the spirits of your children, O God. Let any of your children that have walked away from your gifts, your talents, and your purpose, or misused them in any way, O God, let them come back to you. Let them realign themselves to put everything that you gave them in proper alignment to be used as you have assigned and for your glory. Lord, we give you honor and we give you praise this morning as we say amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, Father, how we love you today. Yes, yes. Will you just help me bless him right now? Come on, let's corporately, wherever you are, just, if you can, just open your mouth and just begin to declare his praise. Come on, declare his name. Father, we approach you as humbly as we know how. Your sons and daughters, your servants, in this moment of intercession, Father, please hear our prayer.
Oh Lord, I will serve you. I will serve you every day.
Yes,
I will. All my life, Lord, I will praise you. Hear me calling, now I pray. Give me.
Jesus.